Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle scores.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
1-on-1.
1-on-1.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make a song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambitious. Ambition. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your tooth mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Stop.
Now
go crazy. Hold up. Hold up.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G. O'Meezy, Big O'Meezy, the great communicator on this beautiful Talkback Tuesday, man. I'm not going to lie, man. I'm not even going to hold y'all, man. It was a little technical difficulty, man, and it is nothing really I can do about it. It usually happens to me my first show when I come back. You know what I'm talking about? It's like clockwork. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I start my show, it's like something that unfolds, and it takes me a couple of minutes to get, you know what I'm saying, to get used to it, you know, and then fix it. So we already passed that. We in the mix like Bisquick, you know what I'm talking about? But just so you know, this is the Real Spill Show, and we are back with another season, man. I'm so excited. My reason for bringing back the show, man, to be all honest with you, I felt like there was a void, you know what I'm saying? I felt like it was a lot of artists and a lot of talented people out there that needed an outlet somewhere that they could go and that they can get their, you know what I'm saying, and they can get their point across. And it could be clear and it can be, you know, uncut realness, you know what I'm saying? So I've been doing the Real Spill Show on and off for probably about 6-7 years, and to seem like this was a better time than any to bring the show back. Like I said, this is our outlet. This is our vessel for us to be able to put down anything we want to put down, and that's what we're going to do, y'all. So straight up, I got a segment called, or not a segment, but it's a couple of cats that I'm going to bring on each show, and it's called The Living Room. It's called The Living Room. So I'm going to make sure that I have a couple of the guests, you know what I'm saying, with me so we can bounce ideas and we can just speak about hot topics and what's going on. So without further ado, I want to bring my homeboys, Bird OG and GBB Stars, you know what I'm saying, in the queue, man.
Yes,
What's up, man? I know y'all was like, what the hell is going on?
The funny part, we was just talking about it, O'Meezy, about, you know, you want to be ready. And then, like you said, the first time, here it goes, some gotta throw a curveball.
Man, let me tell you something. I mean, it's cool. It's cool because at the end of the day, there's, like I said, one time I did the show and the power went out and I had to do the whole show from my phone. It was ill.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's not like I'm not used to this type of shit unfolding. But you know, it is what it is. We meet, we overcome, and we keep it cracking. And I was supposed to bring y'all in a little bit later, but since we lost a good 5 minutes, it don't even matter. We're gonna go ahead and get it all the way going. How y'all doing today, brothers?
I'm doing well, man. Just want to thank you again for the opportunity to be a part of your show and shoot ideas back and forth with you and see what kind of audience we can touch.
Yeah, I'm just humbled
Yes, I'm humbled, man. It's just grateful, you know, to have the opportunity to be on with my fam, Big O, man. It's a great communicator, and, man, I'm excited.
So did y'all happen to catch the Grammys?
Yeah, I actually caught a little bit of it, you know, not much, but I guess the, you know, and then got to see the replays after the fact, you know, some pretty crazy stuff going on over there.
It probably was one of the best Grammys I've seen in quite some time. I was telling my wife I thought it was the best because of the way they did it. You know, they, and it's like, and maybe I'm judging it by some the last two or three or four or five Grammy shows, but this one was one of the best. The reason why I say that, they brought out Smokey Robinson, they brought out Stevie Wonder, they did the tribute to the 50th anniversary of hip hop and brought out everybody and their mama, and they killed it. You know what I mean? It was just overall, it was Beyonce won most Grammy awards ever by, you know, it was only one thing Sam Smith did with the devil woo-wop. It was all in red, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, we got past that, but it was an excellent night, and I gotta give kudos to the Grammy people for pulling that off. What y'all thought?
Go ahead. I enjoyed the 50 anniversary for the hip hop. That was super dope. I enjoyed that, and they brought it from, you know, different years, you know, different decades, started from way back, you know, back in the day up into the new artists of today. Man, Rakim, man, I mean, oh God, this LL, everything, it was excellent. It was phenomenal to see that, how they put that together, and it gave all the new artists their props from the older generation up to now.
Berto,
to follow up on that, like you said, and then a lot of these the homages that they paid to the artists or the composers that we lost behind the scenes, some of them, and, you know, just touching on all aspects, it seemed very inclusive and just, you know, welcome everybody in where it's supposed to be. You know, before it seemed like it was more of a uppity type situation and not very open to different avenues or ideas.
Well, you know, and then to top it off, you know what I'm saying, they allowed Khaled to come through with the God Did with Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying, John Legend, and just wreck shop, whole rap for about 30 minutes.
I ain't
gonna lie, man, it was great. Today on the show, I didn't get a chance to tell everybody who was on the show because, you know, the technical difficulties, but we got the homie Stephon Clark's brother. You know, I pre-recorded his interview. He came on with me earlier. He's in Miami with Trayvon Martin's family, and we had an in-depth conversation speaking on a few things, including the 5-year anniversary of the death of Stephon Clark, killed by the Sacramento PD. So we're going to be playing that interview soon. And also we got Mr. Lewis, rapper, entrepreneur, God Mode, you know, one of the young up-and-coming cats in Sacramento that really just been doing this thing. I'm really excited to talk to this cat. So basically, the Abundance, Sick With It Records Abundance album dropped a couple of days ago, you know, put together by Droopy, E40 Son, and it's just slapping, it's just knocking, and it's just doing this thug dizzle majig. So we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to acknowledge our sponsors. We're going to get into this brand new I Think I'm Wet, Big Ol' Meezy Hit a Slim Decade.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to come right back on The Real Spill Show. And you do know that.
Yeah,
this episode is brought to you by the pop-up shop at Arden Mall, Chandler & Company, Bombay VIP, Rags Rolling Papers, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry and More, Sky Cloud Deliveries, It's My Hair Salon, and Fade 'Em Up Barbershop. If you're interested in being a sponsor, shoot us an email at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big old Measy, you understand me? Yeah, man, yeah, on the Real Spill Show, man. Yeah, man.
Yo, what up? This is Droopy, and you listening to the Real Spill Show with my family member, Big Ol' Measy.
Hey, man, it's your partner, Hit a Slim, man. What's up, big homie? Big Ol' Measy. You know I'm on the Real Spill Show. Run something for your dog. Yeah.
Penny paint dripping on the outside. Yay, yay, yay. Queen dancing all over my seat. Ooh. I think I'm wet. I think I'm wet. I think I'm wet.
I am the trip, I am a star. Pull up knocking my own shit, that's who I are. Better bag, you ain't fucking with mine. That's a light engine revving, feel the bass in my spine. That's a Dodge wide body, Hellcat red eye. Press the pedal to the metal, she gon' cream her thigh. Hella shrewd, never rude, I'm a real good dude. If you want it top to bottom, gotta keep it in tune. Do a burnout in the parking lot, show it got muscle. Never catch a player slipping on that gas when you tussle. Mango hit me 700 plus HP in the gut. Brain's blown, I'ma show him, oh, you doing too much. Ground effects, busted baby, ain't no dim in my life. Eric got it off the floor, about to wrap it up tight. Decades, big blast, big dreams, no sweat. Bruh, I think I'm wet.
Candy paint dripping on the outside. Yay, yay, yay. Queen dancing all over my seat. Ooh. I think I'm wet. I think I'm wet. I think I'm wet.
Look. Hit a slam, coming through and wet like it's raging water. Flash, put the game in a choke like a Sergeant Slaughter.
Choking,
nigga dancing on the block with the gold shoes.
Dancing,
only highway miles, so it's brand new.
Slim,
baby trying to get fresh, want a table shower.
Trying,
saw me in concert and want the after hours.
See me,
no, hit a slam, a fool, be with old me.
Fool,
then she let it all go and walk around freely.
Hit
a slam, got the cash, dollars, and credit.
Lit,
I'm the dog lane master, you know I'ma wet it.
Wet,
minute dealership, told her she should meet the dealer.
Dealer,
body soft like a fur guy chinchilla.
Yeah,
blowing on his red monkey. J.O.
Blowin'.
Get the bag on time like it's payroll. Got the whip coat white like some mayo.
Whip.
I'm poppin' a decade explaining the scenario.
Penny paint dripping on the outside. Yay, yay, yay. Queen dancing all over my seat. Ooh. I think I'm wet. I think I'm wet. I think I'm wet.
West Sachin, this your player partner, Cujo Goody, 1-4 for the mighty Goody Mob, you know what I'm talking about, Dungeon Family, Outcast, and you on the Real Spill with my kinfolk, Big Ol' Measy, meh, see, meh.
And you do know that, and you do know that, Abundance, Abundance, Sick With It Records album, new album is out right now. Everybody, Sick With It Affiliators is on that thing. Y'all make sure y'all get that. It's out everywhere on all streaming platforms right now as we speak up on the microphone. So without further ado, I want to make sure I get this interview in. My homeboy, I've been rocking with him for quite some time, man. He, ever since the murder and the death of his brother, Stephon Clark, man, he's been steady at it. You know what I'm saying, making sure he pull up to all the, you know, just being an advocate for everybody that's going through something as far as, you know, being murdered by the police officers, and just, you know, because he could relate, and he been through it, and he was thrust into the situation, you know what I'm saying, because of the situation. So I'm gonna go ahead and run this interview. Y'all go ahead and just lock in for a minute, and we're gonna get this interview in.
Yo, 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 what's good? What's good, family?
What's good, my guy? My guy, what's good with you?
Oh, man, I see you out there, you know what I'm saying, putting down a major demonstration for our people. You smell me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got to do it.
So the reason why I wanted to have you on the show, I always wanted to interview you. And being that I'm bringing back the Real Spill Show and it's Black History Month, I wanted to make sure that I got you in there. Especially because, you know, what happened to your brother, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, Stephon Clark being murdered by the police, the Sacramento PD, you know what I'm saying? And you being thrusted into the position that you're in right now. It's crazy because when I look at your bio, it says security guard activist. I'm like,
How do they come up with what they you know, when they define what a person is? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real. That's real. You know, I feel like since we're not in the world no more like how we used to be, the question is not, you know, where are you from, it's what do you do. So I think a lot of the things people look at, they say I used to be a security guard, they said I used to be a rapper, so on and so forth. And I think, you know, that's not who I am. I think I just, a lot of things that I've done, a lot more work than that as well, detention officer and all types of things. But that's not necessarily who I am, you know. I think a calling and a destiny is different. And for Black History Month, I think we're showing that through Stephon Clark that we're going to keep this going. It's a movement, not a moment. And, you know, I think it's a fight, you know, but at the same time, you know, with the internet will show you, people who Google me or anything or my bio or look at anything, you'll find a million different things on the internet. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I tell people don't Google my name.
Hey, I consider you an icon because icons do iconic things, right? When you were sitting in front of the mayor on this desk, that was some iconic shit right there.
Yeah,
that was iconic shit because I know to be in the struggle one thing and be an activist one thing. But the steps that you took, bro, the average person was like, yo, that's taking it.
I love you for that. You know, but I believe love casts out fear. You know, I believe there's a woman who killed a bear because the bear attacked her child. And I think when you attack what we love, sometimes we don't care about the law. We don't care about what people think of us. We don't care about what people are going to say about us or whatnot. You know, before I went and jumped on that mayor's desk, there was a lot of people in there saying, man, if you go in there, I'm jumping with you. And when I jumped in there, I was all by myself, man. And what I realized is that passion without direction is chaos. So a lot of people see me jumping on the desk, just a lot of passion but no direction. But when you see me, you know, getting Stephon Clark law passed, opening the Stephon Clark Resource Center, cutting the ribbon for the Stephon Clark Middle School, creating Justice Tree, owned by Mama Clark, creating our own LLC company, the I Am Sack Events, that's passion with direction, and which I believe is purpose. Because the reason I say the direction part is because, you know, direction – and it's more important than speed, because there's a lot of people out here going nowhere fast. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, I think in 5 years, we've been able to do more than most men have been able to do in a lifetime. And that's why I'm proud of the work that we've been able to do when it comes to the legacy aspect. Of course, we haven't got justice and accountability, but I think we've done more in 5 years than most men will achieve in a lifetime. And, you know, I think about Dr. King on Black History Month because he died at the age of 39 with the heart of a 75-year-old. And, you know, and I think, well, Obama, you know, whose favorite president was Lincoln, who Lincoln said, you know, most men live to the age of 75, but die at the age of 21. And I think these are the times that we're in right now.
And nobody trained you to be in the position that you're in today. You know what I'm saying? So it was like when I used to see you in the traffic and would be, you know, at a rally or something, at Cesar Chavez Park or something. And it'd be like, you'll just pull up and people would see you and be like, can you say something? Because and you didn't know what you was going to say, I felt like, but it was like God inspired you to say what, you know what I'm saying, to say what you had to say. And that eased the pain of a lot of people who was going through things at that particular time. You know, when we were at the Capitol, and it was like all these people who family members are victim of violent crime. It's like they didn't choose to be in that position. It's like they got to pick up that mantle because they don't want to see it happen to somebody else.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's that pain. How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, I always say, you know, this is a club nobody asks to be a part of. You know, there's a name for a husband who's wife, or wife, you know, who's helping to call them widows or whatever, but there's no name for a mother who has to bury their child. And for what we do in our movement, you know, the way we deal with it is not only do we try to prevent other Stephons from happening, but we also try to make sure people don't forget about the Stephon that we do have, you know. It's easy to become so desensitized by this, you know. Police cure nearly 1,000 people a year. As a matter of fact, they killed more people on record than they ever have before, killed nearly 3.2 people per day, leaving nearly 55,000 people in emergency rooms all throughout this country. Law enforcement is the largest gang in American history, over 18,000 law enforcement agencies with over 1 million police officers on the streets. black people are only 14% of the population, yet we are 28% killed by law enforcement, disproportionately killed higher than anybody else on the planet. So, you know, I think the way I deal with it is because I'm like, okay, if I want to have kids in this world, I don't want to see them get gunned down, you know. So I want to make sure that we are either trying to cut funds or at least lower these numbers so that we can live, because we just want a good quality of life. That's all we want. We want our reparations, and we want to be happy and live well like everybody else in the gated community.
Correct. And we just saw 40,000 strong at the Cesar Chavez Park, George Floyd protest. And, you know, sometimes it's disheartening. It's like, we did something great. And 2 seconds later, bro, we like revert back to just to our old mannerisms. You know what I mean? You went up there, you said some powerful words about getting the district attorney up out of there for not, you know, doing what she was supposed to do. And it's like, you know, it seems like the support is there, but galvanizing the support when you really need it is sometimes hard to do. Do you peep that?
Yeah, and that's why I said that, you know, like I said, the numbers when police kill nearly more than 1,000 every year, 3.2 people per day last year. When people see these killings so often, so much, these videos every week, every day, people become desensitized. You know, it's like they see so much violence, you know, they see so much drama, so much killing. It's like people literally are becoming desensitized by this because they're seeing it so often. And then you also see a lot of community violence. So now it's like, hey, man, we can't even focus on this police stuff because we got brothers out here killing brothers more than they ever had, more than the Ku Klux Klan could ever dream of. So now you got this problem, you got that problem. And a lot of people are like, let me just focus on this and that. But, you know, a lot of people, you know, I hate to say this, but I don't want people to become desensitized until it happens to their child,
right,
until it happens to their brother, until it happens to their father, you know, because that's what happened to me. I thought this Trayvon stuff was in Florida. I'm in Florida right now for Trayvon Martin family. He'd be 28 years old. And I thought this stuff only happened in Florida. I never thought it would happen in Sacramento in my grandmother's backyard, you know?
Right.
And when I see the people becoming desensitized, then it breaks my heart. But at the same time, it lets me know that I have a lot work to do when it comes to this.
Off top. So you were just at Tyree Nichols.
Yes, sir. I was in Memphis before Miami, supporting the family, standing in solidarity with them. You know, they're from originally in Sacramento. They lived in Sacramento before they moved to Memphis. So I was out there in Sacramento with the brothers and sisters. And then I met up with the entire family out here in Memphis. And then I came out here to Miami.
29-year-old black man killed by black folk.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what's your thoughts on that? I feel like when people seen that it was black folk doing it to another black man, it kind of hit harder.
I think people are selective with their outrage.
Right.
They're selective. Because keep in mind, it was a black cop who assassinated Stephon Clark.
Right.
It was a black chief that let that murderer get away.
Right.
Who was walked treated like Black Obama around here.
Right.
They love Danny Boy.
Right.
And but at the same time, you know,
you think that's why he resigned?
No, I think he resigned because he realized he was going to be the highest paid police official that had ever retired in the city of Sacramento history, which he did. You know, I think, green is real. You know, green is real. You know, you got to remember that, you know, all skin folk ain't kin folk. You know, these people, they say they're blue. The only blue lives I know that exist are avatars and smurfs. But they'll tell you a whole other story. So I think Daniel Hahn, even though he's a black man, sometimes our people and all people, you know, they not, just because you might be my color, you are not my kind, if that makes sense.
And sometimes we are worse enemy, dude. That's just,
sometimes we are worse enemy. But that's the mentality that comes from, you know. So I think that's something we got to work through.
And they gave they gave us a precedent because they arrested and terminated, not arrested, but they terminated the cops who did it, you know, as far as, you know, Tyree Nichols. They, you know, so now they showed you that they can actually relieve the people of duty as opposed to some long-ass, investigation and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing they could have did was set a precedent where they know that they can get rid of the officers. They just, the sixth officer, Preston Hummel,
you know, he placed on leave or whatever. He got put on leave because
the white cop.
The white cop. But at the end of the day, the brothers, they immediately get terminated, vilified, TikTok, everybody. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it shows that they can do something if they really want to push the envelope. But white cops are going to go harder as far as protecting white cops than anything because they know they got a chance. They know for a fact they're going to pull their gun and bust on a person of color, you know, way more often, I feel like. You know what I'm saying?
The fact that you can have five black men beat another black man to death about 3 or 4 blocks away from Lorraine Motel where Dr. King was assassinated.
Mm.
In a city where the murder capital, Memphis is the murder capital. Not only in that, but 80% of that police department is black.
Mm. That's true. Yeah.
So what we have is a systematic problem, and it's not a black problem no more. I mean, it is, but it's an American issue. That's really what it is. It's an American issue. And until the nation starts taking situations like Tyree Nichols serious, until we start taking Stephon Clark serious, unfortunately, these atrocities will continue to happen.
And one thing about your movement is that it's non-denominational, non-ethnic. It's because when we was at the Capitol for your event, it was all kind of races of people who family members were killed by police brutality. You know what I mean? White, black, Hispanic, every gamut. So it's like, just like you said, it's not a black issue, bro. It's like it's an authoritarian issue. You can sit on TikTok right now or social media right now. And you see the cats that audit these police and just follow them around with cameras and see how they treat people and dog them out. Crazy to me too is like don't beat on a woman unless you're a cop, because you're a cop, you can beat on anybody. You can throw a woman face all in the ground. You can throw her, slam her on the ground, have her breath out and everything. You can take a kid, you can slam him on the ground, put him in handcuffs. It's like, man, bro, we gotta put some restraint on these officers and give them better training. Something. So what do you think we could do?
Well, I think the actionable items have to come after the protest. You know, I think Dr. King mastered the organizing, but I think we as the people have to sit back and plot, plan, mobilize, organize, strategize, centralize, and weaponize. And I think that means creating a uniform. See, what law enforcement have that we don't have, which makes them the most funded gang in American history, is because they have a uniform. When I say uniform, I'm not talking about clothing. I'm talking about a code of conduct, a language, a way they engage and disengage. They have a uniform they created since the days of slave patrols, because that's where policing comes from, slave patrols.
Mm.
Now, when you look at our community, we have no actionable items after the protest because we're so focused on the Democratic Party or the Christian Church or so on and so forth. But we have become, or Blueface and Krishan, whatever. But what, we've done is we haven't came up with the actionable items, and I have created some actionable items. They might not be the best, but I believe if we do inform and educate people on policy and legislative change, if we provide resources and healing spaces, if we receive recommendations from people on how to prevent Stephon from ever happening again, and if we bridge the gap between the community, we can get things done. Because I don't think we can bridge the gap with any law enforcement, I'm talking about any community policing or any policing based on research, until we bridge the gap between our community, our brothers and our brothers. You know, it's going to be hard to ask them to stop killing us if we're still killing each other.
Right. So what are your thoughts on? I get a little passionate.
No, you're supposed to.
And that's why when I call you, it's because I want that fire. You know what I'm saying? I just call you. You know, anytime I hit, I'm like, I need somebody that ain't gonna be scared and they gonna punk out. And there ain't too many people like you out there, bro. We got, you know, when they say protect somebody at all costs, we gotta protect Devontae Clark at all. I'm always at your back, bro. You call me.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I know you got the Stephon Clark event. I may not pull up, but you know, it's always in my mind that I gotta go pull up. You feel me? The Dr. King March, I seen you on the back of the truck.
Yes, sir.
I was actually supposed to be there. I was on the Zoom call, and they was talking about it was going to rain because I was going to perform. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, and that's why I don't be liking to listen to people when they be like, oh, man, it's going to rain. And it's like, man, you don't know what God going to do, bro.
Come on now. You don't know what God going to do.
Stop putting negativity in the air, because as soon as you do that, then that's going to just dishearten people. And that's why that's the only reason why I wasn't there, because sister was hitting me and was like, I want you to perform, and I had it all mapped out. But they was like, it's gonna rain, and I don't think we gonna do. I was like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, otherwise, bro, you know I'm always be there. Let everybody know where they can come on, you know, to your different events. Let them know about Stefan's house.
Yes, sir. So Stefan's house is located 5940 Rosebud Lane, Sacramento, California, 95841. And it's every Sunday. We do Stefan Clark Sundays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's a community potluck. It's an open mic. Guest speakers, a call to action. It's a mix and mingle. And, the reason we do Stefan Sundays is because we believe it's too many neighborhoods and not enough neighbors. So we want to bring back the unity in the community, because there's no more block parties, no more. There's no more nothing, no more. So every Sunday, Stefan Sunday, it's no religion. It's no politics. It's just us coming together and bringing back more neighbor and not enough neighborhoods. And just coming together in one solidarity.
Well, I'm definitely going to pull up, man. I'm definitely a supporter of the whole movement. And anytime you need me, tap.
And there you have it, and there you have it, and there you have it. The homeboy Stevante Clark, man. Make sure y'all, if you in Sacramento, make sure y'all pull up on Sundays to Stefan's house, man. And not even just that, but he has a 5-year anniversary coming up, and I'm going to make sure I'll be there, you know what I mean? Because I always like to, you know what I'm saying, show my support in the community, and I think everybody should make sure that they do the same. This morning I had a big conversation with the homie EA Ski. He sent me his new record called Read the Room. I'm going to play that real quick, and then we're going to come right back with Mr. Lewis on The Real Spill Show. Hello.
Yo, what's good with it? It's the almighty EA Ski on The Real Spill Show with the homie, the Big Ol' Easy.
Clearly you don't understand what the fuck I've been through. While you were selling dope, I was in the studio putting tracks and bars together like a scientist. 5-0 and Bancroft, wish you would deny it. They know the deal, I'm the sergeant in the drill. I'm the formula, the antidote, the water and the pill. While you were selling crack, I was with the boom bap. I would hit you with the sonic and the cinematic tracks. All facts, for niggas in position to win. They turn around and bite the hand of the man that fell, the man that led them and paved the way so they can have their day. And these hoes won't confess they sin. Simply they run around like they did it themselves. Hate and ski, bro, that really means you hate yourself. You love me, nigga, that's why the hate is so damn harsh. I'ma give you something to hate and play my part. I can read the room when I step in the door. I can see the hate and jealousy from across the floor. See their body get the twitching and their posture get the switching, and they looking and they staring like I don't know. I can read the room when I step in the door. I can see the hate and jealousy from across the floor. See their body get the twitching and the posture get the switching, and they looking and they staring like I don't know. Ain't working for you. No. You better off keeping that 9-to-5 and doing what you really gotta do. Truthfully, you ain't made a dime off of rhyming. No. You lying to the public, yep, and everybody know it. You don't wanna poke the bear and get a reaction, and then turn victim when you get what you've been acting. I'm low key, but I pop up on you like herpes. Just have my young homie show you what that turf be. Yep. Everybody wants the attention until they on the Fox News being mentioned and nobody finds an eyewitness. Man, don't let your pride and your ego have you face to face with that 4-5 Desert Eagle. We all have something to live for. And rapping ain't the thing you have ever been built for. I'm built from the ground to the top, I'm ill, bro. Keep playing, I'ma show you definition of real, bro. I can read the room when I step in the door. I can see the hate and jealousy from across the floor. See their body get the twitching and their posture get the switching, and they looking and they staring like I don't know. I can read the room when I step in the door. I can see the hate and jealousy from across the floor. See their body get the twitching and their posture get the switching, and they looking and they staring like I don't know.
Brand new EA Ski, make sure y'all cop that, man. Read the Room, it's out right now. Without further ado, I want to bring my homeboy in, man. One of the hardest working dudes, young MCs, young entrepreneurs out, man. He go by the name of Mr. Lewis, man. Y'all make some noise for the homeboy, man.
It's popping.
Hey, Mr. Lewis, what's up, family?
What's good with the guy? How you feeling, man?
Oh man, this is all gravitational, man. This the first episode of many of the second season of the Real Spill Show, man. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I couldn't think of nobody else, especially during Black History Month, that I wanted to make sure I got on here with but you, man. So how you doing, brother? What's going on?
Hey, that's love, bro. For real though, I really appreciate you for having me, though. For real though, but man. I've been good. You already know, kicking it with the fam, doing this music, running around, just getting it in. You feel me?
When you, I always wanted to ask you, when did you come up with the God Mode clothing line?
Man, that was about, I would say like 6 years ago, and I actually didn't come up with it. One of the homies came up with it, and I just ran with the idea. You know what I mean? To be honest, we were all pushing God Mode. You know what I mean? We were saying it. Like, we were all saying God Mode. And really, I embodied it. I felt like that was me. You know what I mean? To be honest. And I just started running with the idea of, came up with my own concept with it. I came up with my own design, and yeah, I just kind of put it on clothing. Like, we were just talking about it and saying it, but you know, like, I transformed it into a lifestyle, basically. But yeah, it was about,
you see a lot of
ago,
people
though.
You see a lot of people wearing it, you know what I'm saying? All the events, you make sure you make sure you got your shirts and your hoodies on deck, and you know, I've seen a couple of jackets that you put out there. You know, we need to, you know, with everybody on Demon Time, we needed that God Mode to kick in. You smell me? So that, you know, when I see that, that's right on time. Plus you embody it. You feel me? Like, it's not too many artists that I know that go downtown Sacramento out there in the freezing cold with the speaker, set up the speaker, get out there, you know what I'm saying, and put down a demonstration. Like, What drives you to do things like you probably don't even have to at this point, because I know you've been doing construction and different things like that, but and doing a shitload of shows in SAC and surrounding areas, but what drives you to go downtown and get out there and you know what I'm saying, perform like that?
Just really just to be in front of the people and connect on that level. I feel like that is the funnest and most purest way for me to really connect with people on a different level. You know what I mean? Like, at shows, it's like you do your thing on stage, and it's like people really don't interact the same way as they do when you meet them in person. You know what I mean? Like, out on the streets, and they walking by doing their thing, they don't even expect you to be out there. And they just, it clicks to them while they're walking or doing, they minding their own business. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a whole different vibe. Like, so really it's that, man. The vibe is just totally different. The interactions are different. I feel like I'm able to really vibe with the people who connect with what I do on a whole nother level. And it is a really good way for me to make money, to be honest with you. And connect with and like I said, I done met a lot of different people out there doing it. It's like the connections is way more broader out there. It's like I just met so many different people. Like, it's just crazy, man. Like, somebody,
it seems like you get more shows by being out in the traffic. Like, when you out there and you one event begets another. I see you got a show coming up with KRS-One. How did that occur?
Oh, man. You know, Douglas Antoine put me on for that one, you know. And, you know, just the same thing, just connecting with him seeing me grinding, and he just – happened to just put me in the right place at the right time for that, you know.
What's the name of your new project that you got out right now?
It's called Power Moves. Yep, that one's called Power Moves.
You speak a lot about Black excellence and, you know, and just keeping everything traditional. You're vegan, like you know, I'm a pescatarian, but you full blown vegan. How did you start doing that, and what's your favorite, like some of your favorite meals that you like to prepare for yourself and your kids?
Well, I started doing that, you know, tapping into Dr. Sabi, and just the information, like, you know, really I was already on the revolutionary mindset, the Black Panther mindset, the go against the government type of thing. You know what I mean? Like I've always been into that. And then, you know, when I heard about Dr. Sabi and, you know, just curing diseases and curing ourselves and reawakening ourselves to just the God mode, you know what I mean? That inner enlightening, it just made so much sense to me. And I felt like that was another way, another thing I had to do to separate myself from what the government wants us to do as far as just killing ourselves, you know what I mean? Because that's what the food is doing. That's what the mindset is doing, the lifestyle is doing. That European mindset that we've been taught is like, I just wanted to separate myself from that as far as I could and really start waking myself up and yeah, just operating on a whole different level. So Dr. Sabi really made it a cultural thing for me. You know what I mean? He made me realize that because of his doings and how he was healing people, all diseases and blind people, all type of stuff, like, you know, he broke it down like, you know, it's Black people that's doing this. You know what I mean? When an Asian man do something, they say the Asian race. You know what I mean? They say whoever. You know what I mean? They say they embody it as far as a culture, and that's what I did with it. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, this is what we're doing. You feel me? Black people are healing people. You know what I mean? We've been doing it since, you know, the music. You feel me? Soul music, you know, soul food, even though it's not really the soul food, but yeah, man, so.
Black hog maws, fatback, kind of greens, and black eyed peas.
But it was still a healing thing, though, at the same time, like, because we did it out of love, though, you know what I mean? Like, it's the love that really heals more than anything else, like, so, yeah, man, that's what really got me on to it. And I could say, like, some of my favorite meals to make to be like, man, I love making mushroom burgers, fried mushroom burgers, you know what I mean, garbanzo burgers. I love making quinoa, avocado, cucumbers, hummus, and crouton mix. It's like a salad. And then lately,
I'll be peeping. You know, I'll be peeping. I stay tapping in when I see you make something. I'll be like, man, that look like that's pretty scrumptious.
Yeah, man, the spaghetti be fire. man, the burritos. You know, like, man, so much I can go on and on. Like, I just love it.
I got you. We're gonna have to get some type of Mr. Lewis cookbook jumping off. So you got this move to make record. Talk about that, and I'm gonna play it right now.
Yeah, so that's just basically motivating the people to continue to knock out their goals, do what they got to do to better their situations, their surroundings, you know, just improving the mind. And yeah, it's just pure motivation on all levels for us to just keep going hard in our everyday life, you know what I mean? So that's just really what the song is about, you know. But yes, sir.
All right, here we go, y'all. Moves to make, Mr. Lewis, make my homeboy, Real Spill Show. Tap in.
You already know how I do. I ain't got no time to waste. I got moves to make. I gotta go. I got moves to make. I can't be sitting around being lazy. Nah, I'm in a hustle state. You know it, though. And I love it. Why?
cause I got it in me.
I do.
There's always demons trying to hold you down and I ain't finna let them get. Let them get. I had to level up my thinking and organize my own team. I'm moving smarter, I ain't playing around. Just pay attention, you'll see what I mean. I'm a family man, thinking family business, put the family on. We a super team, making major plays in a major way. Yeah, we are the change, it's a lovely thing. Dedicated, we in overdrive. Yeah, I handle mine, I know we here to thrive. Changing lives like I changed mine. There's a bigger picture, open up your eyes. Wake them up like a new day. It's a rising grind, oh, I'm cutting ties. Nothing personal, I just gotta win. For the ones around, you better recognize. You are the problem, are you solving one? My mama told me I can get it done. I'm in God mode when I step out. You see these youngins watching, this is what it's about. I know it's wrong, so I'm doing better. I always knew I'd pull it all together. Ain't nothing promised, make it last forever. It ain't always gotta be about the pleasure. Living the life that I chose, knocking out goals. This for the culture for sure. Why you act like you don't know? They acting slow, I be on some get it and go. You see I be on my toes, stacking my dough. Realizing this is the code. Told myself I'll never fold. Shoot and reload, every shot I take is gold. Keeping it within the fam, I know I'm the man. I'ma do all that I can, my DNA got the plan. Let's take a stand. Stacking up 100 grand. Me and the family some land. I know who I am. I always had the upper hand. I gotta go ham. And I ain't thinking less than. If it ain't business, what you saying? We got moves to make. 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 We got moves to make.
We do.
We got moves to make. 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 We got moves to make.
We got moves to make.
We got moves to make. We got moves to make. We got moves to make, we got moves to make, we got moves to make. We got moves to make, we got moves to make, we got moves to make.
Hey, hey. What's up? This is your super producer, folks, Senior L. Blaps Bastard Lee, a.k.a. Rick Rock, the Northern Cali King of Slappers. Yeah, man, you tune in to my folks, Big Ol' Meezy, man, in the Real Spill Show. Big Ol' Meezy, give me that real spillage for the village, man. Yodel!
Oh, boy, shout out to homie Rick Rock. Hey, that's a man, one thing, you got that Kendrick in you, you know what I'm talking about? Who else do people compare you to when they, because it's, you know, you get some comparisons, right?
I do. People always be comparing me to Andre 3000 a lot, too.
Right.
Who else do they compare me to? I didn't hear Kendrick, Andre 3000, Dizzy Wright, if you know who he is.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. That's really what I hear all the time. Andre 3000, though, to be honest, and Kendrick. Like, a lot of people say those two people all the time.
Let's see if we can get a couple questions. Birdo G, you on? You got a question for Mr. Lewis?
Mr. Lewis, man, it's just that song was a banger, to say the least. So, you know, just to follow up on those meals to learn something, you know, what basic stuff would you recommend to start with to maybe, you know, grow more comfortable and follow a diet like that?
Well, things that I make sure that I always have in my refrigerator when I go to make something, I always make sure that I have onions, bell peppers. I make sure that I have mushrooms, you know, some portobello mushrooms, some baby bellows. You know, I even like, you know, the oyster mushrooms. And then quinoa is kind of like a rice. It's like the healthiest grain out there. And garbanzo beans. So
okay,
with those there, you can make so many different meals with. Like, and like I said, you can just do a whole bunch with them, you know. So, like, with the garbanzo beans and the mushrooms, you can make some patties. With just the garbanzo beans, you can make hummus. And with the quinoa, you know, you can make, like, a spaghetti type. You can make a stir fry. You can make salads, you know what I mean? So I make sure I got lettuce, too, you know, some romaine lettuce. And I always make sure everything is organic, or I buy my fruits and my vegetables from the farmer's market and not from the store. It's just a whole different taste.
Yeah, I told you was going to have to get that. I told you you got to get that cookbook.
Yeah.
Because I see you, Stephanie. We got Bossy Entertainment in here. Bossy, what's up with you?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
We got to make sure we get you on there so we can talk about the event, the cipher. You got a question for Ms. Lewis real quick?
Yeah, I like that that healthy food that you're eating. I'm trying to go that way, and like Roberto said, that's a good way to start off. I just want to know more about that. Is it like helping you lose weight, or just keeping you healthy to the heart, or what?
It's all of that, to be honest with you. It'll help you lose weight. You know what I mean? It'll give you your actual weight. You know, it'll make you feel better about yourself, really, too, because like a lot of times people know that they're eating unhealthy, and that thought is kind of what drives our body and our feelings. You know what I mean? The way we're thinking about ourselves, like when you start thinking like,
right,
I'm eating healthy, I'm working out, I'm doing good for myself. Like when you start thinking like that, you feel just so much better about life and yourself and all the other things you want to do for yourself. So it's a whole, you know, life changer, to be honest with you. So many things that you knock off the list, even diseases, you know, people who have diseases from the food, you know, like diabetes, all type of heart and blood, high blood pressure and all that. Like you get rid of all that stuff,
right,
by changing your diet.
Right.
Make sure y'all follow Mr.
Yeah,
Lewis.
That's...
Mr. Lewis, what's your Instagram?
It's MSTEREWIS.
If y'all got some questions, make sure y'all tap in with Mr. Lewis, and also pick up that Power Move that's out right now, and you can get that record Moves to Make that's out right now. You know what I'm talking about? And get that God Mode clothing. Anytime you see him, he got that God Mode clothing. You know what I'm talking about? And Bossy, what date is the cipher?
It's April 8th, Saturday, April 8th.
Hosted by who?
It's hosted by Big O Meezy.
And you better know it. GB,
right.
Before we get up out of here, we got three minutes to change. You got something you want to ask Mr. Lewis real quick? Hey, and just for anybody that sent me records and sent me music, man, if I didn't play it today, trust me, next week, this show is every Tuesday, so you better know, and we're going to get better and better every show, so I want to make sure that I get that part in. If I didn't play your song today, I'm going to play it, and if you want to advertise, tap in and hit the email. GB, what you got for Mr. Lewis? And make sure y'all pull up to the cypher.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Lewis, I'm just, you know, interested in that food as well. I eat pretty healthy myself, but per each serving, how many calories is that for us, that food?
To be honest with you, I don't watch calories or anything like that. I don't see a reason to be honest. I don't watch my calories, though.
He's fragile
anyway.
So
why do...
Yeah, I eat a lot of greenery, so I'm probably like maybe 600 calories or so. But I, you know, I just want to incorporate some other meals with that. So I do pretty good, but I can do a little better.
Definitely, yeah. Hit me up on my Instagram, and we'll talk more about, you know, calories over minerals and things like that. Because really, the minerals is what we need for building our bodies. You know what I mean? More than anything, but definitely we can talk about that.
All right, well, shit, man, we'll check this out, man. Thank you, Mr. Lewis, for tapping in. Next week we're gonna play all these records, man. I promise you, that's one thing I want to make sure I do is play records, talk about events, and just uplift and elevate and motivate. So let's give ourselves a hand for bringing the show back. Shout out Bert OG, shout out GB Big Star, you know what I'm talking about. Shout out Stevante Clark for tapping in, and shout out Mr. Lewis.
Definitely.
You smell me. And we're gonna ride out with my homie Rich Folk, Fake Love. His album is out right now. Y'all make sure y'all tap in. And for that last 60 seconds, we're gonna ride out to this new go ahead, will you have to say something? Go ahead, tap in.
I didn't know how much. Man, I just wanted to just continue to remind the people to practice group economics within each other, you know, keep the family together, you know, keep practicing proper communication within each other. And we need to continue to build something for our legacy. But, you know, yeah, you know, I got a lot of that in me. So I just wanted to say that.
Come on, man. We're going to bring you back on the show. Don't even trip. Next week, Tuesday, next Tuesday, 6 to 8, 6 to 8. We right back at it, man. It's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G.O. Meezy. Out.
All you niggas be lying and be faking, but I ain't going. It really be nothing but fake love that you be showing. I be grinding, get my paper up, don't make me get to blowing. Had to burn, I trust them as far as you can throw them. All you niggas be lying and be faking, but I ain't going. It really be nothing but fake love that you be showing. I be grinding, get my paper up, don't make me get to blowing. Had to burn, I trust them as far as you can throw them.
It's nothing but fake love, I don't even know, bro. Possibility, might have fucked the same bitch. I ain't even tripping on her. This thing rockin' all the way up, like DMX when he played in Belly, nigga. I'm all the way up. Real hustler, they money look easy. They just contemplating they best with me. I got 50 bands and I eat bars like 223. Where they find me at? Need on the haystack. I've been fine. Why you think your bitch want me to double back? All this fake love, my motivation. Powers in your ribcage, crosses, no intersection. Every bar, even vision behind it. I remember tasting being broke, screaming rich folks, nobody believed in it. Self-preservation, that's how I survived a storm. Desert, no ego, 50 cal, now I'm the storm. Self-preservation, that's how I survived a storm. Desert, no ego, 50 cal, now I'm the storm.
I'm lying, begging, but I ain't going. It really be nothing but fake love that you be showing. I be crying to get my paper up, don't make me get to blowing. Had to mind on trust them as far as you can throw. All you niggas be lying and be faking, but I ain't going. It really be nothing but fake love that you be showing. I be crying to get my paper up, don't make me get to blowing. Had to mind on trust them as far as you can throw.
It's hard to trust every nigga with a poker face. Big agenda from January to December. Yeah, I used to blend some shit up. The cookie man, being famous, and beating bitches' pussies up. The world we live in is crazy. Segregated streets, daily killers, and every nigga I know, good politicians. Let's talk business. 850 push button, broke niggas is new. 1800 for the Louis Law. And 9 for the lazy dog. This shit crazy out here. All this fake love, I pray I slide another year. These fans watching, I know they is. They ain't never seen a humble man. That's it is like me. Got these niggas in the corner with our body blow. I got these niggas in the corner about the body blow. About the body blow. All this fake love, yeah, nigga. About the body blow.
Niggas be lying and be faking, but I ain't going. It really be nothing but fake love that you be showing. I be crying to get my paper up, don't make me get to blowing. Had to learn on trust them as far as you can throw. All you niggas be lying and be faking, but I ain't going. It really be nothing but fake love that you be showing. I be crying to get my paper up, don't make me get to blowing. Had to learn on trust them as far as you can throw.